Hi, this is Shannon Talbot, and today I'm letting you all in on a little, or perhaps big, secret when it comes to getting what you want. But before I share that secret, I want you to close your eyes and take some nice deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. In through your nose and out through your mouth. Now, I invite you to picture your life 5 years from now and your idea of a perfect day. I want you to picture waking up in the morning and noticing who you're with, what you're wearing, what your place of residence looks like, and where you live. What do you eat for breakfast? What's your morning routine? What do you do for work? What does that look like? How does it feel? How many hours do you work in a day or a week? Where do you work from? Do you work alone or with others? Do you take breaks or go for lunch? What do you do after work? Who are you with? What activities are you doing? How do your evenings look? And when you're lying in bed at the end of the night, how do you feel? What are you grateful for? What do you have then that you don't have now? Okay, you can open your eyes now. Now that you have this clear vision in your mind and your heart, what are some of the steps you might need to take to get closer to it? What fears or obstacles might you need to overcome? What new beliefs or stories might you need to start telling yourself? And time for the secret. Who might you need to ask for help to get you there? Yes, the secret to getting what you want is to ask for help, but not in a needy sort of way, but in a, I have a plan or proposal to do X and I would love your support. If you'd like a promotion at work, does your boss know? Can you make a case of all of the examples of why you're deserving of a promotion and find out what other steps need to happen to make it come true? If you'd like to get some help at home with the kids or housework, who can you ask? What tasks can you delegate? What expectations might you need to let go of in order to let others help you? And lastly, what dreams do you want to chase? Write a book? Take a trip? Perhaps run a half marathon? What help do you need to support you with those dreams? Perhaps you need to work with a coach, designate some time each week in your calendar for that dream, or do some research. Regardless of what you want in your life, the only way to turn it into reality is to take action. And one way of taking action is asking for some support to help you on your journey. Hi, this is Shannon Talbot. Thanks for listening. And remember to join me again next month for another Life Matters podcast right here in Focal Point E News.